something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. This episode we hear from Shadeen on her move to the Thunderbirds.
Surprisingly, I got the call from Tanya and I was overwhelmed, and everything happened so quick, and for me, in a week's time, my life changed.
Thunder's Laura Malcolm reflects on their win.
Dan was shouting, "Go for ball, go for ball," and then I think I shouted, "Go for ball," just for the whole last 5 minutes of the games.
And we also hear from Mickey Austin on her debut season as director of netball at Storm. We saw this week that the new Shadeen from Storm is on her way to join the Adelaide Thunderbirds as permanent replacement for Beth Cobden. Well, Shadeen's been talking to their Twitter, and she's told them what kind of style she'll bring to the side.
For me as a wing defence, I want to do the work so that the goal defence and the goalkeeper looks good, and a lot of the times we don't get the acknowledgement of that, but if you have a wing defence that do the hard work and makes the wing defence, after goal defence and the goalkeeper looks good, I'll be happy with that, and play a man-on-man game and just work hard on the body so that you can eliminate the wing attack so that she doesn't get a lot of ball handle.
And how much is she looking forward to a new challenge at Thunderbirds?
Yes, I'm looking forward to the challenge and especially the opportunity as well, and taking court with the Adelaide Thunderbirds as well. And at least I was over in the UK now taking part in the Super League, and I got that game time, which is good for any players to get the game time so that you can improve your play of netball. And I think having international experience playing against some of the best wing attacks in the world, it's a positive point for me, and it's so exciting that I can play with them in the same team as well, like Chelsea Pittman as well, because usually I play against her, now I can play with her, so it's exciting. And I think for every netballer, having that international experience, it just gains your style of play, and it's really important for netballing.
Shadeen told Thunderbird's Twitter she was surprised to get the call up from Tanya.
I got the call from Tanya and I was overwhelmed, and everything happened so quick, and for me, in a week's time, my life changed totally, and I'm here and can't believe I'm taking part in the Suncorp.
And this is how Tanya shared the news to Thunderbird's Twitter.
Shadeen has currently just been playing in the Vitality Super League, finished her commitments there, and now joins the Adelaide Thunderbirds for the rest of the season. So, welcome Shadeen, I suppose.
Before we hear from Laura Malcolm, just need to say congratulations to Dragons D and Ellie. They made the World Cup squads, so huge congratulations to them.
Thank you very much. It's great to be part of the Netball Show.
Yay! We know by now Thunder are Netball Super League champions. I spoke to Laura Malcolm a few days before their awards. It must have sunk in by now.
It has sunk in. it was just crazy, to be honest with you. And I think we've been working towards it for so long that I've been almost at a loss this week, not having any video analysis to do, and not seeing the girls as much as I have been over the last few weeks. But we've got our Thunder dudes. I'll be looking forward to seeing everybody glammed up and still on cloud nine after what was an amazing year of netball for us, really.
And you'll have plenty of memories from the actual day itself.
I think the biggest thing I remember from the game is actually that walkout, to be honest with you. I loved it. It was like we were standing in the crowd, like on the middle tier in the crowd, and I felt like I was going into some sort of gladiator ring. So I absolutely loved that, even though I had to really concentrate not to fall down the stairs. As soon as I made it down those stairs, I can see it when I watched it back as well, and proper love in the moment there. So that was like a good moment for me. Also, when Elle come on was obviously a massive moment. You know, like, she's a close friend, so I was really happy to see her go on and absolutely smash it, and just nail that moment. And also, just weirdly enough, just sticks in my head, Catherine Turner's two tips interceptions that she got, because everybody, every defender on the court loves it when an attacker gets an interception. So I was absolutely loving her work in that moment, and it was a massive, that was a massive lift for me. It was like, yes, we're having it, we're on it. So yeah.
Daft question. Have you watched it back more than a few times? You must have.
Yeah, I've watched the game back loads of times, but not as much as mum. She literally watches it every day and likes to call me up and tell me about all the moments. But it's just really funny watching it back. All the little bits, like, and when you see it in slow-mo to see how it actually happened and all that, it's really interesting to see. And I don't know, I kind of looked how it felt. There was a lot of swings in momentum, but I guess for me, I didn't realise how much we'd won that last quarter by. It was kind of just like, we've got to get back in the game, And then I don't even really remember the moment where we'd kind of got back in the game and then we were pushing on. So, you know, I guess you definitely can see it more when you're watching it, but playing it, it was just kind of like, I remember looking to the bench and Dan was shouting, go for ball. And then I think I shouted go for ball just for the whole last 5 minutes of the game. So yeah, it did look different to how it felt. It didn't feel as big as it looked in terms of winning that last quarter. Like, I didn't realise that until somebody said it after the game. But it looked like a happy moment and it felt like a happy moment. So yeah, that's the main thing.
It was nice to see that you did it for Kerry, really, didn't you?
I am so happy that we won it for Kez, because I don't know, I can't even still believe that she's going to be retiring. I mean, she has said it about a million times, so there's still always hope that she will just go back on herself. So fingers crossed, everyone. But she's been there from day dot for me and has always been, you know, shouting at me from the back, telling me what she wants. And kind of her kind of presence on court is something that has kind of filtered into my game, and you know, I've just always had a massive respect for her and just generally really like her. So I'm just delighted that we could get that fairy tale ending for her, really, and get that moment. And you know, luckily we were the team to get that for her, so yeah, I'm glad we did.
Back at Thunder this season, what's that been like? Good to be back.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved being back at Thunder this season. I mean, you know, I've said it before, I'm really playing with close friends when I'm at Thunder. So, you know, it gives me a chance to just really enjoy my training, enjoy my netball. Obviously delighted that I managed to come back when we won it. Good timing from me. But yeah, no, I've just loved it. It hasn't felt like a chore at all. Like, I'm sad that training is over, and normally you get to the end of the season and you're kind of relieved that the season's over and you want that downtime. But I'm feeling like I'd be quite content still going to training on a Tuesday and Thursday, and just getting beasted and just having a laugh with the girls, to be honest with you. So a bit sad that the season's over.
You know what would be good now? Why don't we find out what the latest results are in the Suncorp up to round 5? Here's Stephanie from the Centre Pass podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie from the Centre Pass podcast with your round 5 results from Suncorp Super Netball. The West Coast Fever got their first win of the season in a 2-goal thriller against the Collingwood Magpies, 63-61. The Sunshine Coast Lightning defeated the Giants 72-61. The New South Wales Swifts dethroned the Melbourne Vixens to steal the top position on the ladder with their 10-goal win, 60-50. And the Adelaide Thunderbirds won a close match with the Firebirds, 54-51. I'll be back next week with the round 6 results.
Thanks, Stephanie.
I think for an England netball, change of direction is imperative in our athletes, and that is something that we measure them on against international competition. I think what is really different about the Mizuno shoe is the grip and flex. In netball, it's really important when the girls plant a foot and move, that that is just one consistent movement, and over 60 minutes, that gains so much advantage over the opposition.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
If you look at our attacking players, who they tend to favour a real light, speedy shoe where the grip and flex really gets them changing direction quite quickly to lose their opponents. Where our defenders, where power, strength, stability and support tend to go for the heavier shoe, where that is really crucial. They're so passionate about improving performance, and they've really shown that in working with each of our individual athletes in respect to how they can make small gains and improve their performance.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's an Apple show with Mizuno. We can now hear from Mickey Austin on her debut season as director of netball at Surrey Storm. Mickey, a lot of the fans knew deep down that you didn't need to prove anything. To others, in a way, do you think you did?
I'm not really sure. I think, you know, I didn't set out with a point to prove to anybody outside of who basically signed for Storm. You know, I said to the girls this time last year when it came to contract negotiations, you know, if people want to be part of Storm, then they have to buy into me and buy into what I'm about and what I require. And the girls that were here did that, and the staff that were here did that. So, you know, my thought process was kind of just to concentrate and focus all of my energy on those people who were invested in and involved with Storm, and everybody outside of that can kind of make up their own opinion, I guess. And yeah, the fan reaction was incredible, and you know, the amount of turnout we had to our games right throughout the season was absolute chock-a-block, and yeah, hopefully I did them proud.
How easy was that switch between player and coach mentality? Was it fairly easy?
Yes and no. You know, this job is very much a learn-as-you-go job, and there's nothing that could possibly prepare you for it other than just doing it. So, you know, this year has been a real baptism of fire in that sense. And, you know, I've learned a lot, and we've made good decisions and bad decisions along the way, and all of which you learn from and evolve me as a player and as a coach. I guess the coaching side of things has always been within me. That's what I've done for a living for a really long time since I graduated from university. So yeah. I love that side of netball, and I love being able to develop players and instill new skills and bring out talent in people, but just completely different in the beast that is Super League, and especially with how competitive it was this year.
Yeah, because some of those games, just like a few points difference, and in past seasons that would have made all the difference.
Yeah, exactly, precisely that. And you know, we had this conversation many a times in our training environment. You know, I was very much am governed by statistics and facts, rather than, you know, it's not just my opinion, this is what we did and these are the stats that back it up. And the reason that we did that right from the start was also so that we had something else to aim for other than the end result, because, you know, the end result won't always and can't always go the way that you want it to. So at least if we can improve by our numbers on a weekly basis, you know, our centre pass to goal, our turnover to goal, or whatever it may be, if those numbers slowly increase, then the end result will take care of itself. So, and you know, we came out of three or four or five games that we'd lost by under 5 goals, that there was one moment in that didn't go our way, that if it would have done, would have sealed the game for us. And, you know, that last year would have been fine. And we, I'm sure we would have finished higher than we did. But that's just not the nature of the beast that is Super League netball anymore. And, you know, I'm actually really glad about that. You know, we've been crying out for a more competitive league for years and years and years. So we can't be sad that it's finally here and every single team is pushing each other to the absolute limit.
It's wrong to say that individual results didn't matter, but I think this season as well, it was more important that that bond between the players grew week by week.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we had some fantastic results in individual players that I take a lot of pride in, and we have to be really happy with. You know, I said in my closing speech to the fans that was here, we gave 4 Super League debuts this year. We gave 3 Surrey Storm debuts this year. None of those crossed over. We have an average age of a squad of 22. So to beat 2 of the top 4 teams and to really narrowly miss out on beating Thunder on that last round as well. You know, we have to be so proud of that. You know, we've got players like Laura Morton stepping onto court for the first time in Super League, playing 4 quarters and getting player of the match. That's unbelievable. Like, I'm so proud of that. And, you know, I could literally list a billion and one players in the squad. Ziggy Berger, this season, top of the Super League at 94% shooting accuracy. That is such an improvement. So, you know, all of those individual accolades we have to be really, really happy with. And that's a credit to the girls and how they've responded to this environment this year. And, you know, each and every one of them has looked at themselves in the mirror and said, what can I do more? What do I need to improve? And really, really challenge themselves on that. So they deserve all of the success that they've got.
I think you said earlier in the season as well, if you've had a good game or you've done well in training, you keep the bib.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it has to be that way. You know, it's not personal in high performance environment. Anything that anybody says to you is because the bib that you want to wear, that's what it requires. And you know, that's really important. And especially for me, as I'm coming from a player coach perspective, you know, it's not always about me and the best thing for the team. Sometimes is for me to not be on the court. And that happened, you know, a few times this season. You know, I chose to sit out, or I brought myself off, or I didn't start, because, you know, in training or in previous performances, the girls who had the bib earned it and deserved to keep it. So we are a very unselfish group of athletes. We always put the bib and what's good for the team in front of us individually, and hopefully if we keep doing that on a year-on-year basis, we can start looking at top 4 and beyond.
Let's just look at some of the members of Storm last year. Why don't we look at Katie Hughes first?
We had our end of season awards night, and there was a few standout players that obviously ended with our end of season awards. So Katie Hughes came out with our coach's player. I think this season has probably been her best season individually of Super League netball in a really long time. You know, I think there were so many games across the season that she's really stood up and put in a captain's performance and has really individually made that goal defence bib her own. So she came out of coach's player. Player's player was Shadeen Vandermeer, and I could not agree with that more. You know, she is a phenomenal athlete and a fantastic person to have in and around your training environment. And, you know, we wish her all the best in her World Cup selection. And then we did a Best and Fairest Award, which is a bit like Club Person of the Year, someone who not only performs outstandingly on court, but kind of encapsulates everything that it is to be Surrey Storm off court as well. And that went to none other than Ziggy Berger.
Yay.
And as I said earlier, I think Ziggy has had an absolute phenomenal year this year. You know, her shooting accolade speaks for itself, and at 94% to top the table is unbelievable. But second to that, you know, she's really, really adapted her court craft this year. You know, I've really pushed Ziggy and challenged her to change her game a little bit, or just play with some freedom, and she's really, really ran with that and made it her own. So those were our 3 winners on our awards night, and again, we wish Ziggy all the best in her World Cup.
I don't need other franchises to get wind of this, but are they maybe on a 1-year contract? Has the approach been made again next year? Do you know?
You know, I think I said to the girls in the period between our final training session and our end of season night out, you know, it's really important that everybody gets to go away and have some clear headspace and just some downtime from netball, really. You know, be a person, be a woman, do all of the things that it is that we don't get to do in the season, because netball takes over our whole life. And then we can come back and start having coffees and conversations about next year and where everyone sits and stands. Look, I don't really have any desire to change the squad in a major way. I don't think we need to, and I don't think that would help going forward. You know, I've said to the girls that, you know, I'm very much working on a three-year plan. But next year, it's top four or bust. You know, we've put some strides in place this year, which we're really happy with and proud of. But next season, we are aiming for top four. So if there needs to be recruitment in a couple of key areas to make top four an absolute prospect for us, then that's what I'll be working on in the off-season.
Yaz and Ria have been strong as well.
Yeah, you know, I think Yaz Parsons has had an outstanding year, as has Emily Golvin. You know, but again, I could sit here and name every
Say
single
the same
player
for the whole squad.
Across the squad for so many different reasons. You know, what they bring to training, their energy when they're on court, or what they bring off of the bench, or their mindset. You know, every single player this year has shouldered some responsibility and really stood up to be counted. So I could literally single people out all day.
That's nice to hear as a coach, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? You mentioned, obviously, you get a bit of time off, but for you, I assume it's non-stop and even more prep?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm a bit of a separate entity because I'm also covering the performance pathway role here at Surrey Storm at the moment, while the current postholder is on maternity leave. So everyone kept saying to me when Super League finished, oh, you get a nice break. I'm like, no, I really don't. Because I'm overseeing all of the age groups, all of our academies, our under 15s, 17s, 19s, 21s as they gear towards tournaments this summer. So yeah, it never stops for me, but you know, that's a blessing and a curse all at the same time.
Between now and New Year, you maybe get a chance to look overseas at who might be available?
Yeah, potentially. You know, I don't think any big decisions are going to be made, whether that's from a coach or from a player, until after World Cup. You know, our Super League season might have finished, but there's a lot of girls whose mindset now transitions to their home countries and competing at World Cup. So the netball fan in me is so excited for that. So just to see how they compete, in which I'm sure are going to be probably one of the most tightly contested major championships in a very, very long time.
But after the season that's just finished and the support from family as well, it just makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, I'm insanely lucky to be surrounded by the most unbelievable support system. You know, my mum and dad are just unbelievable. There isn't words to cover how supportive they are and how much they've done for me and how much belief they have in me and this team. And you know, my partner lives every single part of this journey with me, and I'm sure at points has hated netball, and I'm sure at points he's loved it as well. So, and yeah, like, my sister's my best friend, and she is my biggest fan and my biggest support system. And I honestly couldn't have got through this year without those guys behind the scenes, you know, keeping me sane. And that's all part of it, that they're all part of this whole process as well.
Thanks for listening and your support, as always. Keep an eye out for the episode on Thursday, something a little bit special, as we once again look ahead to a certain event in July. That's all I'm saying.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream. And you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.